T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
One more snap. Mahomes goes to a knee. The trophy stays here.
Jay Binkley in here in just a moment. And our thanks to Mitch Holtis, who came in tail end of the 2 o'clock hour. That will be the 6 o'clock replay hour as well. And if you missed it or you won't have a chance to listen at 6, you can always check it out on the podcast at kmbz.com. Winner over the weekend of the Mega Millions. We still don't know who this person is somewhere in
Michigan. It was not you.
No.
And by you, I mean every single person listening. It wasn't you.
Who went to work? But if I heard correctly on the news over the weekend, Michigan is one of those states where you do have to come forward.
So we will know if they come forward. And then I saw this funny tweet over the weekend. Someone said, so if they forget to come forward or they threw the ticket away, there's still a chance.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
We still don't know who the Maryland winner was.
No! In the tiny mining town of 300 families?
Lona Koning.
Yeah.
Lona Koning, Maryland.
No idea. I did love this story. A woman who won $60 million over the weekend in one of those other lotteries, I don't know which one, followed her husband's dream all the way to Easy Street. Her name is Dang Prevatutum, 57 years old, has played the lottery for 20 years, using a set of numbers that her husband dreamed about 20 years ago. That dream became a reality when they played those exact same numbers and won a $60 million jackpot. She is a mother of two who was laid off during the pandemic. She went to the bank to pay some bills, Scott, while her husband checked the tickets in the car. She gets back in the car from paying bills, and he looks at her and says, we won $60 million. Isn't that awesome? Courtesy of the Ontario Lottery and Gaming
Commission.
And she got
the numbers from his dream?
Had a dream 20 years ago. Now, here's the deal. If you had a dream 20 years ago about winning lottery numbers, and year 17 passed, year 18 passed, year 19 passed, and you still haven't hit, I mean, would you not say to your husband, are you sure those were the numbers you were dreaming about?
I swear, I know it.
You're sure?
I wrote them down.
Wasn't a different number?
I wrote them down.
She hung in for 20 years, and they hit $60 million.
Well, the way I figure that's $3 million a year per weight.
Yeah, she could buy a couple of Super Bowl tickets for the cost that they're going right now.
Yeah.
One of my favorite tweets over the weekend from the Kansas City Police Department Twitter account, which is hilarious. There is a photo of one of the Bills players kneeling down. His head is in his hands. They have clearly just lost the game. And read to our listeners what the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department account tweeted.
It has been our honor to keep Arrowhead safe and secure this season. For example, we're going to ensure this guy gets the alone time that he needs.
And it's just one of the Bills players. His head's in his hands. He's obviously taking a moment to...
He looks like he's praying.
...come
almost
to terms with the fact that they've lost this game.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Bink.
Hello,
Jay Binkley
Jay
here from
Binkley.
610 Sports Radio.
Yes, he's reporting. A self-identifier.
I like to self-identify myself. No, the Bills are just whining and crying, and we're getting chippy
at the end
of the game. So here's the deal. The Chiefs beat them twice this year. They got used to the press clippings. They got used to people calling them the darling.
Right.
Josh Allen was getting all the love. Look how good this quarterback is. Well, he's no Mahomes. Stephon Diggs, their wide receiver, led the NFL in receiving, but he's no Tyreek Hill.
Right.
They don't have a Travis Kelce. The Bills are so much... They read the press clippings, let's put it this way. They went on a hell of a run at the end of the year. That's good.
They thought they were better than they were.
The Chiefs are 6-0 against playoff teams. Even the team they're going to play in Tom Brady beat them. They left 18 points off the board in that game. I don't expect that to be the case this game. Not only that, they're still trying to figure out how to stop Tyreek Hill. Remember Tyreek Hill had the 200 yards in the first quarter against the Bucs.
He ran 20 miles an hour and still didn't make the touchdown, which
I
thought was hilarious.
He's looking forward to this game. Can you run 20 miles an hour?
No, but in my car today, true story, in my car, I was at a red light, okay? And I was the first car in the first position at the red light.
Yeah,
did you get it? When the light went green, I thought, I'm going to start driving, and I'm going to stop and look when I hit 20 miles an hour, because that's how fast Tyreek Hill was running.
And dude thought you were racing him.
Yeah.
How fast can you run?
I'm serious. My running, I could probably run like
four.
Who's faster, you or Dana?
Oh, it would be.
I would love to see you guys race.
A toss up of the.
My knees are shot.
Out of shape old people.
But I would love to see it.
It would not be 20 miles an hour.
We have a parking lot out here. We'll measure it off and see you guys run. I'll time it.
Did you see Tyreek Hill said to the coach?
I would love to see how fast you guys are. Seriously, where Tyreek Hill is.
I'm not fast.
I know you're not. But I want to compare you guys with Tyreek Hill.
No.
I think it's great for the listeners.
Bad for my legs.
You can talk fast.
Bad for my back.
you guys are weak.
Speaking of bad for my back, what is the deal with them jumping on the tables? I watch.
Oh, that's great. I do respect that.
Why?
It's just they're just that thing. Here's the thing with Bills fans. The Bills Mafia is what they call them. It's hashtag Bills Mafia, and it has the logo of the Bills. That's what they call themselves. Okay. And there's a couple bars here in town. They're Bills Mafia. They just like to have fun. I mean, they've been down for so long since 94 championship game, and part of their fun is getting drunk and jumping on tables.
Yeah.
I like this about them. I think it's funny. They're good-natured. Not only that, and I'll give them credit for this, they take the opposing quarterback's charity and, like, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Like, Lamar Jackson got hurt for the Ravens. They raised $450,000
for his charity.
Like, the Bills Mafia does light themselves on fire. Yes, they do. Yes, they're a little bit nuts.
Yeah.
But they're a kind, generous nuts.
I watched one of those videos last night from Arrowhead. A guy jumped off an RV onto this table.
Wasn't
and I said to Chris, someone is going to be impaled or die doing
that. We're about a year away from that happening here.
Yeah. Let's not start that tradition.
Well, they couldn't tailgate all year. In New York, you can't tailgate.
Right.
Not only that, those same people have to wait 10 days before they can go back in their home state.
Yeah, that's true.
They got here to Kansas City like, whoa, tailgate city, let's light ourselves on fire. I'll get the RV. You get the camera.
Let's light ourselves on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably hanging around here. Well, now they got to go back there. I don't know what they're doing. I don't.
They have 10-day wait.
I don't know if they like hold them. I don't know what they do with them. Like, would you want those people?
No.
Like, if you're the Homeland Security Department, do you want that group? All stinky and smelly and drunk and lighting themselves on fire? Or are you going to send them on home? Quarantine's over.
Honey, does it smell like burnt hair to you?
Yeah.
Quarantine's over. Go home. We're good.
I thought they were going to fight at the end of that game last night.
Yeah,
like,
I did too.
Actual fight. Yeah, I was like,
Bill's just mad. They chased me them twice this year, and the ego took a hit. Everybody told them how good they were for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been told that since the Chiefs game. And that first game didn't matter because they didn't have Matt Milano, their linebacker. Like, that was going to matter.
So let me
Matt
ask,
Milano was on Travis Kelce, and he got 13 passes against him.
You had too much coffee today.
What's that?
Nothing.
No, I'm still wired from last night's postgame show.
I want to ask you an unpopular question.
Yes.
Is it possible that we lose the next game? And if so, under what circumstance?
Of course it's possible. It's Tom Brady on the other side, which is really crazy when you think about
crazy.
It. That old Tom's over there. It's a big game for Mahomes. Because I think Mahomes is chasing Tom Brady to some extent. He's got six. If Mahomes wins, he's got two, right?
Right.
That's a third of the six.
Yeah.
But if he loses this game to Tom, he's still sitting there with one, and Tom gets another one, goes to seven.
Right.
They've split the four times they played. Two for Tom. Two for Pat. And I think Pat really wants this game. But yes, the Bucs can win. I mean, obviously, they won three playoff games on the road, which the road's really not been a big deal. It's the first year ever the home team has been under 500.
So we've won two and we've lost two.
League. Won two and lost two. The first year, that 18, the first year that Mahomes was starting, he lost in the regular season. Close game, but lost it. And then lost that playoff game to the Patriots where Dee Ford jumped off sides.
Yeah.
Or Patrick Mahomes might have the upper hand, and this would be his third trip to the Super Bowl in 3 years starting. Think about that. Think about what he's done.
Well, it's crazy.
I saw something on social media today.
I thought you quit.
I'm still on Facebook. If Patrick Mahomes goes to the Super Bowl at the same age that Tom Brady is now, It will be Super Bowl 73 in 2039.
Well, he won his first one in 24, or at Mahomes' age, 25. That's
wow
when he started the run. It's feasible. I look at this. Patrick takes care of himself. Can you see this guy playing here 16 years, like to 40 years old?
I hope so.
I could see it. I mean, that's what these guys are doing now. Yeah. Breeze and Rivers, they're getting to that 40 mark, and that would be Patrick Mahomes winning a Super Bowl every election cycle. I mean, seriously, I mean, that's not too much out of the box to think
and
that he wins one every 4 years.
I would rather look forward to that than another election cycle.
But if he does, think about it. Think about how many rings he does. If he plays another 16 years, that's another four Super Bowls there. That would put him at five. He would need to probably do two in one election cycle.
But here's how crazy Tom...
And then he runs for president. Then you guys talk about Patrick Mahomes in office.
I'll be his running mate. And we got to get out of here, but here's how crazy good Tom Brady is. He goes to the Super Bowl nearly 50% of the seasons
he likes
plays.
It. He likes the Super Bowl.
50% of the seasons he's played.
He goes to the Super Bowl.
This will be his 10th one. And we're on Super Bowl 55. Like, he owns this thing. Pretty soon they're going to copyright his name like the Super Bowls.
Well, and they are Tampa Bay in Tampa.
Tampa.
Which is a thing.
It's Tampa.
Tampa, please.
Did you hear the story about him being in the wrong house, by the way, speaking of that, since we're having a little fun here?
What?
Tom Brady was looking for his offensive coordinator, got the address down. We've all texted the wrong person. He was in the wrong house. Dude walks in. Dude walks in and says, Tom? Tom Brady was sitting in this dude's living room. Tom was in the wrong house.
Jay Binkley, 610 Sports. Always a pleasure to have you in. Thank you very much.
That's my favorite story ever.
Tech, Nina. Kansas City.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the
The next 2 weeks in Kansas City.
I mean, crazy.
Did
you see the clog of cars downtown last night in Power and Light? People hanging out of trucks and windows, screaming. And
hopefully masked and social distance.
Everyone was masked except Trey Songz, apparently, who was arrested after assaulting a police officer at Arrowhead last night.
They don't like that.
Experts actually say the Chiefs are good for your mental health.
Yeah, duh.
It says Chiefs are feeling really good right now. During the struggles of the pandemic, medical professionals say the team is good for our collective mental health in Kansas City and even beyond. The pandemic has stopped a lot of things in our lives. Things we used to enjoy are at a halt. Mm. But with the Chiefs, we could be guaranteed something every week, that we could all sit around on the couch and go back to something that feels normal. And it is the normal many people need right now. Quoting here from a therapist at Truman Medical Center, despite the fact we may have had a heavy week, things aren't going the way we want them to, we have this one thing that we know is going to be on TV at a certain time, and we can prepare for it, sit down, enjoy it. So it gives us a meaningful activity to, again, help support our mental health and well-being. Yeah.
You have to have a doctorate to figure that out?
Feels pretty good.
I'm a dumb kid from Lansing. I already knew that.
Don't heart attacks also go up, though, during the Super Bowl? Like, slight bump because of the drinking, the fatty foods, and then the woo!
The excitement of the game or the disappointment of the game? Yeah, probably.
Excitement.
You and I enter our 10th year of broadcasting together next week.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. You started on January 30th, 2012.
I'm not good with dates. So 10 years, huh?
Nine-year anniversary of the show next week, and then we enter into our 10th year.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I put a little bit of pen to paper, even allotting for vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some more than others.
Yours more than mine. And I have an approximate number of hours that we've broadcast together.
Okay. Lay it on me.
No, you guess first. Hours.
In 10 years?
In 9 years. We're entering our 10th
year. Don't make me do math. It's 20 hours a week times, 48 weeks or something?
Well, I gave you a little bit more vacation time than
times
that.
Times 9 years. That's a lot of
just
shows.
Just take a stab in the dark. Don't try to do the math in your head.
Okay.
That's dangerous.
Hours or shows?
Hours.
10,000 hours. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're actually just a little bit high.
Really?
Yep. No, you're high.
How much?
8,460 hours.
Now, how much vacation did you allot for that? Because sometimes we're gone on the same day. Like, Christmas week doesn't count.
I'm not going to get into how much vacation you take.
Well, for you, it was 6.5 weeks. For him, it was only two.
Give me the number
one.
Again. 8,000.
8,460. And then divide that by...
That's too much more math. The 8,460 hours we have been doing this show.
We have done 2,115 shows.
Wow. That's a lot of sitting here talking to you.
And only fought twice.
Physically fought.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Fisticuffs, I believe is what they
Otherwise,
call it.
Otherwise, it would be an argument.
8,460 hours.
Mm-hmm. 2,115 shows.
Do you know what I think we should do for to celebrate the anniversary, truly? We should pick some of our best moments over the last 10 years.
That's going to
be a short
Sam
minute. Put it together, and then we take the day off.
I'm going to need like a month and a half to hunt down that audio.
Happy anniversary. I'm going to go home and celebrate.
Not 1 week.
Good luck.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Anyway.
When we come back, what do you want to talk about? I've got a lot of little things in my leftover stack over here.
Dad may have committed a crime. Do you turn dad in? And fear of needles to the point where you pass out. It's more common than you think.
Like a needle-a-phobia? That's what it's called, needle-a-phobia.
I know, Dana. It was so obvious we didn't have to tell everybody that it's a needle-a-phobia.
Do you have it?
I get very nervous when I get a shot. I've never passed out when getting a shot.
Okay.
But they always ask me, do you feel lightheaded? Do you think you're going to pass out? Which makes me think, people have passed out
wrong?
In this chair. People have passed out in this chair.
Can I get a shake, please?
So we'll get to that and much more in just a moment. But first, the news here on Dana and Park. So do you spend any time watching the news over the past, I don't know, 10 months? You've heard of COVID, and now you know of the vaccine. And if you spend any time watching the news over the last month, you've seen a lot of needles going into a lot of arms. Drives me out of my mind. I know it does for your husband as well. By the way, fear of needles is called trypanophobia. And this story from Becky McCall in the UK Daily Mail, it is a wonderfully welcome sight, pictures of people having their COVID vaccinations. But I'm afraid I can't share in the joy. In fact, I can barely look at one without shuddering as I'm overcome by a mix of panic and nausea. It's not that I don't support the vaccine plan, quite the opposite. As a science writer, I know how safe and effective these jabs are. There's just one problem. I cannot bear needles. The last time I was jabbed by one during a blood test about 5 years ago, I had to have it lying down and still almost fainted. I know it sounds melodramatic, but I'm far from alone. 1 in 10 suffers needle phobia to some degree. Mild phobics.
Yeah, they're mostly 4.
Mild
years old.
Mild phobics will flinch or look away at the sight of a needle, that's me, and make a huge fuss, some do, but still be able to have a jab. In severe cases, sufferers can be plagued by nightmares and even avoid leaving the house for fear that they may encounter something that looks like a needle.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, I'm just reading the story.
So, wait, go back. The far end of the spectrum with this phobia is people won't leave their house for fear that they might see something that reminds them of a needle?
The exact words that she used is fear of encountering something needle-like.
Okay.
Others like me, she writes, suffer a phenomenon called vasovagal syncope.
Syncope, I believe.
Syncope. Do I look like a doctor?
No, you do not.
A not uncommon nervous system overreaction to harmless triggers like the sight of blood or a needle.
Okay. Now, just the sight of blood or a needle, I understand. In fact, it was one of the grievances on Festivus Friday that said, look, to all the news stations, CNN, locals, all of it, please stop showing the moment where the needle goes in the arm.
You can show it right up to it, but once I see it go in, I have to turn my head.
For most adults, is it not just one of those things that's not your favorite thing to do or to have blood drawn or something like that? You know, it's not in my top 10 list of favorite pastimes, but I think phobia.
Do you watch it when you're getting blood drawn?
I don't,
do you look?
I don't watch it.
I can't.
I don't like. I just look. I pick a point on the wall, and I stare at that, and I think of something else intently, and then hopefully it's over, and we're done.
See, I don't know how it is for you. For me, it's not the pain because it doesn't really hurt that much. It does hurt a little bit, of course. It doesn't hurt that much. It's the thought of something metallic being inside my body. And I can't explain it.
Oh, that's what it is for you.
Yes, it's the thought that there's something metallic inside of me.
Okay.
And it weirds me out.
I've never heard it described that way.
The pain doesn't bother me so much. In fact, it doesn't really hurt that much at all, like I said. But it's just the knowing that there's, and I get worked up before it happens.
Yeah.
Once it's in, I'm like, God, get that thing out. Yeah, I know. There was a Dana-ism. Cut it out. Cut it out.
That's what she said.
I missed it.
I'm curious for our listeners, do you have an actual phobia where you pass out? Or is it just not, you know, like I said, your favorite thing to do? I mean, we all have to get shots from time to time, but it's usually my kids who are like, do I have to get shot? Do I have to get shot today?
Like, you know, when I got the flu shot, it didn't bother me at all because it's like, you know, they just put it in.
Yep. Then we're done.
Yep. John and Lee Summit. Hello, John.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. Go ahead.
Hey, that needle phobia, that's real stuff. When I go in to the doctor because I have blood drawn a couple times a year, I do it laying down or I'm going to hit the floor. Even if I'm sitting in that chair, I just, my eyes roll back and I'm out.
You hit the floor.
Yeah, if I'm not laying down or sitting, even if sitting in a chair, if I'm sitting upright, I'll pass out sitting in that chair.
You have passed out having blood drawn.
Yes.
And for how long, John? Do you mind me asking when that started? Like for as long as you can remember?
Hey, when I was like 7 or 8, I had rabies shots when I was a kid.
Ooh.
Didn't bother me at all.
Okay.
A few years after that, when I started getting the shot or whatever, I get lightheaded and I passed out a couple times then. But here in the last 20 years, because I have my blood drawn stuff, first few times I started doing that, I would pass out sitting there in a chair.
Wow.
And then the next thing I know, I'd wake up and they'd have me on a bed with my feet up in the air.
When did this start? You already answered that. Why did this start?
Yeah, do you know why?
Is there something you can trace it back to?
I have no idea. No idea at all.
Huh.
But I don't even like watching them. Of course, now every night on the news, you see somebody getting a COVID shot.
Yeah.
I just look away.
Yeah, that needs a warning.
Is it so bad, though, John, that you have, I don't want to say neglected health care, but is it so bad for you that you, if you don't have to go see the doctor, you don't?
No, I mean, I've got high cholesterol or something like that, so I have my blood drawn.
Okay.
And I just make, you know, I go in there now, and I'll go twice a year. When I'm drawing blood, and I just need to lay down.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
And I can sit there, and I can look at it then, and I know that thing is in my arm. I don't want it.
It's
a problem when I'm horizontal rather than vertical.
It's the thought that there's something in your arm.
Okay.
Della in Kansas City. Hello, Della.
Yes.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you about a phobia, not a phobia, that my daughter used to have. You ready for this?
Yeah.
She used to love to go to the dentist, and when we would go, her first question to the dentist was, am I going to get a needle in my gum?
Ah!
And if he said no, she got very upset. My daughter loved the feel of the needle going in her gum.
Okay.
What, is she a sadist?
Have you ever had a shot in your gums?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone is cringing. Della, I cringe at the thought of that.
I know. Isn't she weird?
I just started thinking about it.
Yeah. She used to love to feel the needle go in her gum.
No. Della, I don't even know what to tell you there. Maybe therapy. I don't know.
Therapy. Lisa in Lenexa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
It's yours.
Well, yeah, this touches a spot. I don't like seeing that, you know, the arms getting in, you know, injections. I'm fine with getting a flu shot or anything, but I was very young, and I remember, you know, getting blood drawn, and then now I can't do it. I have to lay down. I literally freak out. I literally break out in a sweat. And my husband, luckily, he had lung cancer, but he's clear and free, but he had a port installed. And he shows me this, and I'm just like, I don't like needles. Don't. No. I can't look at it. I'm freaked out.
See, Lisa, I think you're like me. Like, getting a flu shot doesn't faze me one bit.
No.
It's when they leave the needle in and they're drawing the blood, and I just, like you, I start to break out into a sweat.
I break out into a sweat, and I'm like going, and they're going, oh, it's just a little blood. And I'm like, I need that blood.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my God, I need the blood. Wait. Don't take it. It grosses. I have to lay down, or otherwise, when I go in knowing I have to get blood, I automatically break out into a cold sweat. It's horrible.
Oh.
Hate it.
Lisa.
Okay. Got you in.
And now I feel like I'm going to have some weird reaction that I'm hearing all of these stories.
I have to have blood drawn tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Ugh.
Can't wait.
I get worked up before it happens.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once it's in, I'm like, go on, get that thing out.
Okay. That was an accident. I didn't mean to say it like that.
I wonder if this is worse for older Americans, the needle phobia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they went through the was that smallpox?
Polio
and smallpox. Smallpox was the one.
Yeah, maybe it was smallpox.
Remember with all of the needles, and then they still have the
you're right.
Little thing on their arm?
576-7798. Jack and the others, hang tight. 576-7798.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Very pretty.
Times Square can shine as bright as you.
All right, welcome back.
I swear.
Don't forget, every hour of the program can be found at KMBZ.com. If you, here's a tired old cliche in this business, you miss a little, you miss a lot.
I don't know that all 8,460 hours can be found, but there's a whole lot of them up on podcast.
Let's go to Mark in Leawood. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, so good. Go ahead.
Good. I'm a physician. I'm a dermatologist here in Kansas City, and I had some comments on the vasovagal reaction that you guys were talking about.
Okay, first, please. How do you pronounce it? Because I obviously destroyed the pronunciation.
Well, just a little bit. Well, it's called vasovagal, which it explains what happens. It's a vascular, cardiovascular response where your blood pressure drops out,
okay,
and your heart rate slows way down when it's stimulated by something that's an event. And it can be visual, you know, just seeing the sight of blood.
Yeah.
It can be smelling things, like when you're having things cauterized and it smells like burnt chicken feathers. If you're in an environment, I've had people do this just walking into a hospital, and it makes them get lightheaded and weak and sweaty and nauseated. And the other word, syncope, is how you pronounce that. That stands for passing out or losing consciousness from your vasovagal response.
I knew that. I was just kidding with you.
Or not having enough blood pressure in your head.
Got it. So, Mark, that happens to my father once or twice. It has happened on an airplane. And that's where those words are coming back to me, because that's how the doctor described it. This response where he just goes, boom, he's out. And you're like, hello? You all right? All right in there? And he's not even afraid to fly. He doesn't even know why it happened.
You know, sometimes there's no good explanation as to what triggers it for people. But it can be a really serious thing. Because people tend to minimalize it, you know, men especially, because it gets kind of tied with this reputation of being wimpy, you know, that you can't take the shot or whatever it is. And the old adage, the bigger they are, the harder they fall,
is
especially true here. because, no inflection on you, Scott. But it's you know, men have bigger muscle mass, and when your blood pressure drops inside of your brain, then your blood is out in your muscles and you don't have enough what we call centrally to keep your brain awake. So, you know, you can really go down quite quickly. The reason it's dangerous is a lot of people will try to, let's say they're having one, and if they're in a position where they need to get out of the room because they're afraid they're going to get sick. That's one of the things that goes along with this,
yeah.
Is nausea and vomiting. So they get up and try to excuse themselves, and
down they go.
They stand up, yeah, and they start moving their muscles. Their blood drains even more out of their head, and they go down. And so you can have broken nose and bust out your teeth, broken arms, and if you're driving and you have one of these, obviously you have disastrous potential consequences.
Sure.
So it's real, and some people really become avoidant when you asked about, you know, do you not go to the doctor, et cetera. There are a lot of people that will just avoid anything that might involve something that might trigger this because, like when Scott said, he gets nervous and worked up before he goes, that actually sets your nervous system on sort of a high state of alert so that when it does happen, it happens more severely.
Mm. Okay, so that was one of my questions, Mark. Does it tend to be like a rut in the road where the more times you drive over that rut, the deeper it becomes? So that, you know, it might happen once, but then if it happens twice, it tends to repeat itself again and again.
Well, it'll do that, especially if you happen to have one of those responses in association with that event. Yeah. It sort of trains you to expect it to happen again.
Got it.
There are some things that are important to understand about it that are sort of old wives' tales, which are not accurate. They say sit down and put your head between your knees. That's not adequate because you need to get yourself totally flat with your back on the floor, so that your blood pressure can equalize between your heart and your brain, and it doesn't have to fight its way up to get to your head because of gravity. So if you just lay it open and put your head between your knees, you still have to get your blood to your head, and it doesn't always make you feel better.
Huh.
So you want to be flat on the floor with your feet above the level of your chest, either somebody helping hold it up for you or put it up against a wall or your feet on a chair or something like that. And the other thing to understand is you can't will yourself to not have it happen. It's not a controllable event. So you have to prime yourself and position yourself so that it might happen and tell your physicians or whoever is doing things to your dentist, et cetera,
yeah,
that this could happen. There is a medication, actually, that you can take. There's more than one.
Whiskey?
That can... Well, yeah, that I don't think that would probably work. The medications can defuse that neurological event in your brain that starts the whole thing off and sends the signal to your heart to slow down, and those medications can block that so that you can then undergo your events without having the fear of being lightheaded and passing out.
Hey. Doctor, you are the smartest person that we've had on the show in a very long time. You call back anytime.
All right. Hey, thanks.
And remember, when you're talking to your colleagues, it's vasovagal. Vasovagal. Okay? They'll be impressed by how smart you are. Katie in Kansas City. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Good. Go ahead.
Good. So I actually had a vasovagal, I guess, attack or whatever. I was giving blood about, let's say, August or so. And I've given blood before, had shots. I'm a healthcare worker. I have to get so many shots to work. Totally fine. As I was walking from like the blood bank van up to my work, I started feeling a little dizzy. And then I go up the elevator and then I just about pass out.
On the elevator?
As soon as I was walking out of the elevator. So I was so dizzy. And I think just because the movement of the elevator.
Yeah.
It just like spin, and all of a sudden my friend was just like, do I save you or do I save the food in my hand?
Oh, wow. Some friend.
What was it? Was it carry out?
So we had a food truck at work. And
well, if it was tacos, Katie, let's be honest.
Yeah, if it was Taco Tuesday, you got to fall. I'm sorry. Jack in Kansas City. Hello, Jack.
How you guys doing?
So good. Well, better than Katie on Taco Tuesday.
I was going to say, yeah, but love the show. I just wish you would give the phone number out more because I forgot it.
Okay. I see how it's going to be today.
Hey, my thing, when I was 12, I got bit by a dog and it had rabies.
Oh.
So you had to get the 20 shots, one in the stomach and one in the back at 12. So even now in my sick, man, I cannot walk in without starting to break out in a sweat. And they go, oh, your blood pressure's high. I hate anything with a needle.
Yeah.
It just drives me up the wall.
Jack, do appreciate it, man. Hey, I want to get Angie in. She's the last one. Angie, you get the last word. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so sorry for Jack. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that sucks.
Listen, I got the shot on Friday, and the shot itself was nothing. You know how sometimes when you get a shot, it burns?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can feel the medicine go in?
Yeah.
It's like nothing. But let me tell you, for 24, it took a couple hours, but for about 24 hours, I almost could not raise my arm. It felt like I had the, like, you remember back when you were a kid and someone frogged you in the muscle?
Yes,
your arm
and yes.
It hurt so bad for like 24 hours. And then all of a sudden, I thought, oh my God, it doesn't hurt anymore. It just went away like poof.
All right, hey, we got to stop you there, Angie. We got to run. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thanks to Mitch Holthus and Jay Binkley for joining us. The 6 o'clock replay hour has Mitch Holthus in it. If you missed it earlier today, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. God willing, 2 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be back. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
I want to stay with you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.